101.7 7HOFM. It's Mick and Anna. We're 100% Hobart and absolutely devoed that another season of Offspring is wrapping up. It's always sad, Mick, because it's just one of those shows that I just love so much.
Huge following.
Oh, absolutely. And when it ends, well, you kind of sit there going, are they going to renew it? We luckily can talk to Deborah Mailman, who of course plays Cherie in the show. Deborah, please, is there any talk of another season?
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
That decision hasn't been made yet, but we as actors are certainly on board for another season. We'd love for it to return.
Fantastic.
I'll bet you would. How do you feel each time when the filming's ended? Do you have a big party or is it a few months off, holidays?
Yeah, no, we do have a big party at the end of it, and that's also for the crew as well, who always work their butts off during filming. But then it's sort of a bit of a sweet sort of scenario, because there is a bit of a come down, because it's such a family environment that happens. You're working and breathing, the whole time with each other, and then suddenly it just stops. It takes a bit of time to sort of walk away from that intensity of filming.
I bet it does. Can I ask one girl to another, do you look at Nina's wardrobe and just have constant envy?
Constant envy, like her boots, her everything. Like, the costume department do such a great job.
So good.
Yeah, like, she's got some really cool threads.
So at the end of each season, do you get the racks of clothes out and get to go through them and buy them?
No. I mean, like, sometimes, like, it's hard because they usually keep things in stock just in case there's another season.
Okay.
So can you reveal whether Jimmy and Zara work it out? Because they're one of my favourite TV couples. I just love them.
Well, look, I think Jimmy really wants to work it out. But I guess the question is whether Zara, what does she want, and can she forgive herself, and wants Jimmy to forgive her? And I think that's the big question around their relationship at the moment. So it doesn't have a full stop to it at the moment, but I think that's going to be, if it does come to another season, that will definitely be their ongoing.
Well, it has to. We can't be left hanging like that.
No, and Nina and Harry, they've got some big decisions to make too.
I know, and look, I think in tonight's finale, like, you'll get some answers, not all the answers, because I think that's what Offspring does so well, is that, and maybe frustrating for viewers, is they don't often tie things up with a bow.
Yeah. How did it feel for you doing a season without the character of Darcy? Because your storylines obviously have been intertwined since the very beginning. Was it strange for you?
Yeah, I miss John Waters very much, and it was really wonderful filming with him, and we had a great time. And I think also as characters as well, I mean, Darcy was the anchor for the whole madness of the Proudman family.
Yeah.
Like, he was the go-to guy if anyone had a problem. And as Cherie, that, she says at the beginning when he passed away, he's my best friend.
Yeah.
So that, I guess, everyone had to deal with that grief in some way or another.
But for you as an actor going to work after working with him so closely, I imagine it was a bit odd.
It was really odd, actually, to be honest. And we'd all, in our own way, sort of text John and, I'd sort of have a chat with him and say, how you doing, mate? So sorry. Are you all good? And, it was really different and very hard to not have him there.
And what have you got planned for your, break from Offspring? Have you got anything in the works for us to look forward to?
Yeah, well, we're currently in pre-production for season two of Clever Man on the ABC. So we start filming very soon.
Beautiful. You're a busy girl. Well, Deborah Mailman, thank you so much for making some time to have a chat with us. And
my pleasure, guys.
Fingers crossed. Let's hope that we get to talk to you again after the next season.
Yeah, I hope so too. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Deb.
Bye.